Good to see everybody. Thanks to everyone for taking some time to join us today. Appreciate especially the members of the media who were with us last week for our roundtable. We'll have to come up with something to get together and talk about next week, so stay tuned for what that might look like. But today, we're here to talk about Illinois basketball and excited for a number of reasons about today's announcement. Those reasons, I think, are fairly obvious. Number one, we see this as a great opportunity to take a significant step forward in the competitiveness of our men's and women's basketball programs. I think it's another opportunity for us to demonstrate our commitment to excellence in everything that we do. I hope that you start to see the pattern as we develop these projects, as we put together these various initiatives. Each and every one of them is there with the very distinct purpose of demonstrating our commitment to excellence and making sure that commitment continues to shine through. And then, of course, at the center is the opportunity for our student athletes to realize their full potential as people, as students, and as athletes. And this campaign and the building renovation and expansion that will come from it is yet another example of that commitment to our students and to our programs and their development. We are announcing campaign to generate $30 million in private support to expand and renovate the building that we're standing in today, the Ubben Basketball Practice Facility. It's a very ambitious project. It will be part of our $300 million fundraising goal, part of the With Illinois campaign, which was announced last fall at the university level. These dollars that are raised will generate and support that campaign effort as well. We'll talk a little bit more about the details in a bit after the coaches have a chance to come up here and speak, but I think it's important that we talk about why this matters so much. And you have heard me say often that our formula is no secret. Our formula is we find great leadership, strong coaches, and we support them with the resources that they need to be successful. And we've seen that formula happen and work time and again. We've seen it happen, obviously, with golf, with what we've been able to do with under Mike Small's leadership and the development of our golf facilities, thanks in large part to the Demersian family, the Wohlers, the Lauritsens. We've seen it work in tennis with Craig Tiley and now Brad Dancer, with the support of the Atkins family and the Kahn family and what that facility has meant to the development of those programs. But a lot of times what goes unrecognized is really the first time that we demonstrated the success of that formula, which happened with basketball. And so this building was built back in 1998 on the generosity of Tim and Sharon Ubben. Can't thank the Ubbens enough for their foresight and their commitment to supporting the vision for what Illinois basketball could and did ultimately become. And we supported those resources with great coaches. We had an unbelievable run of coaches, including Lou Henson and Lon Kruger and Bill Self and Bruce Weber. And for the 10 years after we opened this building, we did some things that Illinois basketball has never done before. We had 4 Big Ten titles in 5 years. We had 2 national number one seeds. We had 2 Elite Eight appearances. We appeared in the Sweet 16 3 times. And, of course, we proceeded to the national championship game once. And I think it's no coincidence that following the opening of this building and teaming this facility with tremendous coaching, our program shot to levels that have never before been seen. And today's announcement allows us to put ourselves in a position to take a similar step forward. What we've seen happen, and we talked about this with our football project, is that the needs of today's basketball program have evolved from where they were when this building was put together in 1998, just as the needs in our football building had evolved from when that project was completed back in 1985. Today's basketball staffs are bigger. We need more space. The technology has changed. The way people train and prepare, both on the court and off of the court, is different than it was 20 years ago in 1998 when this building was opened. Sports medicine, strength conditioning, those opportunities have changed significantly since this building was opened back in 1998. Recruiting is now more of a focus than it has ever been. Having a space to tell our story and welcome people to Illinois basketball in a more formal and dynamic way are all things that we hope to accomplish with the new space. And so the time is now for us to once again become national leaders. People don't realize that when the Ubben Building was opened back in 1998, it was the first of its kind. It was the first building that was a standalone practice facility for a basketball team. And we had people flying in from all over the country to see this space, to benchmark against it, to understand what was necessary for them to move their programs forward. Because of some of the challenges we faced with scheduling in what used to be the Assembly Hall, this building changed the game for Illinois basketball, and we're prepared to change it once again. We've talked a lot about the We Will Win idea, and that comes from bold decision-making. It comes from big moves. It requires great leadership, which I feel so confident that we have in Coach Underwood and Coach Fay, and it requires a strong commitment of resources, and that's the commitment that we're making today. Fundraising for this building is already underway. In fact, this week on Thursday night in Chicago, as part of our Hall of Fame gala activities, we will be hosting an event that we're calling the Champion Summit. It will be a gathering of Illinois basketball supporters and Illinois basketball alumni, the likes of which we have never before seen. Manny Jackson and Jerry Colangelo are our hosts for the evening in Chicago. We will have an incredible collection of former players in the room, including Darren Williams, including Dee Brown, including Robert Archibald, Dave Downey, Larry Lubin, Kendall Gill. The list goes on and on of former Illini luminary players who will be in that room, along with some very notable supporters of our program, and we'll have the opportunity to present to them the vision for what the future of Illinois basketball can look like and why this facility is so important to that effort. We think it's important that we put this information out now so that our fans can rally around the vision for what this future looks like, so that our coaches can use it in recruiting, so that they have the opportunity to talk about what the future looks like, how it will make a difference in that student athlete experience, and ultimately in the performance of our teams. We understand the important place that this basketball program plays in the hearts of Illini fans all over the world. I've had the chance to travel and to meet people, and I understand the way that this basketball program, men's and women's, resonates with so many people on so many different levels, and we're excited for the Illini Nation to unite behind this great idea and to come together behind this project. And we'll come back up and talk here in a moment about what some of the specifics are and what you're going to see. Obviously, we have renderings on both sides here, but more specifically about what you'll see inside the building. But before we do that, I want to have an opportunity to bring our coaches up and let them share a few thoughts on this project and what this will mean for their respective programs. We'll start with Coach Fay.
Thanks for being here today. Gosh, what a great day. I had about an equally great day about a year ago when I got the opportunity to be the head coach of the Fighting Illini. You know, I came here for many, many reasons. I came here because the building we're standing in, State Farm Center, Illini Nation, the support, and the players. I came here because I want to build something special. When you build something special, you better make sure you know who's leading the charge. I was fortunate to know Josh before he became the athletic director here. I know his vision, I trust his vision, and his leadership. Because it is a time when there's a lot going on in this campus, and it might be easy to say, hey, let's put this on a back burner and wait for a little bit. If we want to reach our full potential, we can't wait. The time is now. There is truly a hunger and a desire. I just was up with my staff to give Illini Nation a winning program, one that competes at a high level, and we're not afraid to say win. What I've also found out in the last year is that Illini Nation wants us to compete at a high level, and they want us to win. We share this. We need this to do this together. You know, often when I'm out recruiting, people will come up to me and they say, well, is that player going to be a difference maker? Will that change us? Will that make us better? And we all know Coaches know when we have that special player. That player is going to make and take us to a different level. This Ubben renovation is our difference maker. This is what truly going to change the face of our program. Thank you.
Back up. Thank you. What an honor. What a day. I think that this is the true definition of when people we see say ILL and we all respond INI. This is what this day is about. This brings a tremendous level of excitement and passion. And as the basketball coach here, I can't tell you how much pride I have to be standing here talking about this announcement. Very, very blessed as a coach that I get to talk about a lot our program. We do that with recruits. We do that with fans. We do that with donors. The one thing I always mention to them, we're the 11th ranked program in the history of college basketball. You know how good that makes me feel to be able to say that and to say that I'm your basketball coach? With the announcement that we have today, with the addition and the project that we're undertaking with the Ubben practice facility, this allows us to stay at an elite level. We're an elite program. All those names up there, they're there for a reason. There's sweat equity involved in each and every one of those young people who've been in this facility. As Josh mentioned, we saw a correlation between this being built in 1998 and the success that happened right after that. That's something that drove me to want to become your basketball coach. In 31 years as a basketball coach here, I have known nothing but Illini basketball to be one of the best programs in the country. When you can provide an atmosphere for your student athletes to allow them to be their very best, that's exciting. That's why it's exciting to stand up here today. It's why it's exciting to work for an athletic director in Josh Whitman, who has the foresight and the understanding and the staff he's put together to go out and fundraise to make Illinois basketball stay not only at the top, but strive to be the very, very best. Every day, we show a recruit when they come in here highlights of the 2005 National Championship game. We have a saying in our locker room, dream big. That's what we're doing today. Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity, and we're going to make this a very, very special place.
So let's talk a little bit about what this project really entails. There's been a lot of discussion. Would we build something new? Would we look to renovate? Ultimately, we determined that renovation, expansion of this facility makes the most sense for Illinois athletics. We're excited about what this ultimately will look like. The project will include essentially a doubling of our square footage, up to about 80,000 square feet. We'll expand the building on the east, the west, and the south. We will keep the north wall currently intact. And we'll create a new grand entrance off of St. Mary's Road. We'll reorient the building as part of the expansion on the south side. We will build all new offices on the upper level. The lower level will be all new player spaces, locker rooms, lounges, sports medicine space, as well as a new grand entryway to celebrate this great tradition of Illinois men's and women's basketball. We'll create outside that entryway a new driving plaza parking area that provides some sense of entry and access. One of the things that I really love about the design is it will allow us to continue to use the space while the new portions of the building are constructed. So we won't be out of the building at any particular time. We'll be allowed to continue to use the courts, use the offices here on the north end, while what is a horseshoe around the current building is constructed. And then once those spaces are complete, we'll be able to come in, tear these exterior walls down, and then move into the new spaces on the south and begin our renovations here on the north. There will be a new state-of-the-art sports medicine space, as I mentioned, on the south end, the north end over here and largely where the player areas are located and the staff offices are up above, we'll have a two-story strength conditioning space. We'll have new storage throughout, particularly here in the middle. We'll expand the practice areas, so now we'll have a court and a half on both sides. So the main court as it's currently oriented, and then we'll basically move these baskets back essentially a half court's length to the east and the west to create and expand the square footage of available practice space. And we'll have some academic space in the upstairs, kind of over where the current women's offices are located, as well as some additional office spaces up there as well. In terms of details, it's a $30 million project. As we mentioned, we expect to fundraise all of that. That is our goal. We believe, again, very strongly in the support that Illinois basketball has shown over the many years. And if we didn't think that that number was doable, we wouldn't throw that number out there in public. But Howard Milton and his crew, our development staff, have done a tremendous job of building a lot of strong relationships. And again, starting with that event that we have scheduled on this Thursday night, looking forward to getting that effort underway and seeing the kind of support that we can generate privately for both our men's and women's programs. The drawings that we have up here, we have two renderings. We will be releasing more in the coming months, but these ideas are conceptual. They are all pending approval by the Illinois Board of Trustees. We are looking at a three-year timeline once we officially greenlight the project. In other words, once we have the commitments necessary on the funding side, it'll be a three-year build process. Again, take some time here in the state to get these things off the ground, but excited about what this can look like and what this ultimately will mean for the advancement of our basketball program. I think with that, we will stop and field some questions if you have any.
Josh, you've mentioned how this is ambitious. You've mentioned that with several projects you have.
Heard that word a few times, yeah.
I think a lot of people wondering, how can you accomplish this? I mean, how are you going about finding all these people to fund all these projects?
Again, I can't give enough credit to our development staff. Howard Milton is our Senior Associate Athletic Director, Chief Development Officer. This is what we do. We employ a large development staff. And they've done a great job preceding my arrival and continuing since I got here of building strong relationships with our donors. One of the wonderful assets that we have as the University of Illinois is we have an incredible donor base. We have one of the largest alumni bases in the country, and many of those people are very passionate Fighting Illini fans. And a big part of our job, and frankly one of the things that I enjoy the most as a development professional, is having the chance to get out and meet and visit with our potential donors to understand what gets them excited, and then to think creatively about the opportunities that we have in the pipeline that might fit their interests. And so what people may not realize who don't raise money for a living is that a lot of people kind of present in a certain vein. I'm somebody who would like to support a baseball project. I'm somebody who would like to support a softball project. And so part of our responsibility in gearing up for an initiative like this one is putting together our list and looking at, okay, do we have the bandwidth? Do we have the people necessary to generate the resources that we need to tackle these different projects? And if we felt like the answer to that after going through that exercise were no, then we wouldn't be standing here having this conversation. So the fact that we're launching this effort in such a public way today suggests strongly that we're confident in the fans that we have and in the people that we have to support a project like this one, as well as the other ones that we've alluded to at other moments in time.
Josh, how long has this been in motion, and how did the process change, if at all, when Brad and Nancy came on?
It's something that we've identified as a need, really, since I walked in the door. I think that it certainly accelerated as we went through our coaching changes and understood that if we're, as we did in football, if we're prepared to make the kinds of commitments to both men's and women's basketball that we've made to some of these other sports, that we can't just go halfway. It doesn't make a lot of sense to choose to invest in certain parts of a program's development, but not to invest in everything. And so we've accelerated that effort, I would say, here over the last 6 months in particular, as we've gotten a good grasp on what's required in order to get this thing going. But it's again, it's a big project and one that we think is really vital to our future.
Would the green light for this project hinge on getting that full $30 million fundraised, or would there be a percentage of that you'd be comfortable with moving forward if you got that certain mark?
Yeah, I don't have a firm answer to that. I would say certainly we'd love to get all $30 million committed and in the door. If we raise $25 million, are we going to walk away from the project? Probably not. We'll look for some other creative ways to get the funding in place. But we're going to go out with the goal of raising $30 million and get as far as we can, and then make a decision about whether that's enough in order for us to give the green light to the project.
Besides finding ways to fundraise a project, what other kind of research tactics go into a project this size?
Certainly the fundraising and resource development piece is the most critical part for this particular juncture in the process. We certainly have these drawings. We have some other ones that we're working on. We have the event on Thursday, which has been a source of a lot of attention and effort over the last number of months, preparing for that to be sure that we can put our best foot forward with what we think is the most influential room of people we can assemble for a project like this one. And then we'll get into very serious design and development, and we'll do a lot of benchmarking against other facilities, just as we did with football. We travel all over the country and visited other campuses and other schools, and wanted to see what they've done, things that we like, things that we didn't like. We've already started that process. Every time we make a trip with our football team or with our basketball teams, we're always snooping around and trying to see what we can see in terms of how their facilities are put together. And so we have a pretty good idea of what's out there. But we'll start that in a more formalized sense and start more earnest development of the design and put the timeline down and try and condense it as much as we can. But at the end of the day, it really, at this juncture, it's a lot about our development team. It's a lot about cultivating those relationships and getting out there and spreading the good word about what this vision looks like and how people can help us make that vision a reality. Of course.
I'd like Nancy and Brad to talk about individual experiences they've had in recruiting situations where competitors' facilities came up as an issue.
Well, thank you always. We've got a lot of great things at Illinois. And so when you were out recruiting, State Farm, the opportunity to play in such a great facility, you know, from our fan base to educational opportunities. There's so much here that's great. I think what we're trying to answer is the new needs, and to be able to talk to recruits about the future. And like Josh had mentioned, whether it was the nutrition aspect, whether it's a weight room, the training room, that's, you know, we have a lot going, but we also want to make sure we answer the needs of the players. He snuck up on me. Sorry.
I think the one thing that happens, and I think we all have a tendency to look at it from a recruiting perspective, and that's easy. I think also we look at what's in the best interest and what's best for our student athletes. We're in the Big Ten Conference. We're in the best conference in America. And when you're the 11th ranked program in the history of college basketball, providing an atmosphere where our student athletes, incoming and future, have an environment where we're self-contained, as Josh mentioned. Things have changed a great deal in 20 years, and I think that's the one thing that this allows us to do. It's not as much advantage, disadvantage as it is making us at the elite level. And this facility and this venture is something that puts us at the very top with anybody in America, and I think that it's functionality, and we're talking about academics, nutrition, health, student training, all that stuff has changed so much that this facility allows us to do that. But we always look at things from recruiting, and this will be something that will help us tremendously.
Does this remain the Ubbin complex for the foreseeable future, or once this is done?
The short answer is it does. We are, again, are so grateful to Tim and Sharon Ubben for their support of this project. We are very committed to making sure that this continues to be celebrated and honors their legacy. There will be other, I'm sure, significant spaces that will be available for donor recognition as we, again, finalize the design and look to build that out. But the core of this building will always remain the Ubben Basketball Practice Facility, yes.